1 month ago, we profiled a father and son in western Libya. They had traveled all the way from Pittsburgh to help rebels in their fight against forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. The family originally hails from the coastal city of Zawiya. The son, 21-year-old Malik Eshnouk, was a student at the University of Pittsburgh. And soon after he arrived in Libya, he told NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro that it was not a hard decision to leave the U.S.
If I can help participate and fight in Free Zawiya, I would be very happy to do that. That would be a dream come true, yeah.
But as Lourdes has found out, those dreams were cut short.
When I met Mabrouk and Malik Eshnouk in those first few days, they were filled with optimism. Mabrouk, the father, had a ready smile and a voluble manner. He spoke so quickly, it was often hard to follow him. He talked a lot about being a Muslim and about how helping others was a central tenet of his religion. He used to teach Islam to convicts in the Pennsylvania State Penitentiary System. In 2006, he housed the family of a young Iraqi boy who was getting life-saving treatment in the States.
Everything is that we do in the world, or we go or move and help, it's based from the Quran.
Brooke emigrated to the U.S. when he was a teenager. He then married and raised his children in Pennsylvania. But outrage over what was happening in Libya drew him back to his home country. And so he took his middle son, Malik, to fight in the Western Mountains. They only had a few weeks of training when they joined other rebels to take the town of Bir al-Ghanim from Gaddafi loyalists this past weekend. It was their first battle. Mabrouk and Malik did not survive it. We were able to reach Yassin, Mabrouk's eldest son, by phone at his home in Pennsylvania. He says he got the news this past Saturday from one of his uncles, who still lives in Libya. Islam teaches that the death of someone who was fighting for freedom will be rewarded in paradise. Yassin says that's helped him cope.
He died a shaheed, a martyr, and he's in the highest of Jannah, the highest of paradise. This was their goal, victory or martyrdom. And we're very proud of them.
But Yassin admits at times it's hard to believe they're really gone.
I lost my boss and my right-hand man. You know, I miss them is the problem. But for them, there's nothing could be better for them at the moment, you know. Like for one moment I said, oh, I wish he was here right now. But then I said to myself, what am I talking about? I would never take them back from heaven where they are right now. We knew this was a good possibility when they left, and we accepted it.
As with all battle accounts, the exact details of how the father and son died are unclear. It seems Mabrouk and Malik were hit by sniper and rocket fire during the fight for Bir al-Ghanim. One of the grads incinerated the car they were traveling in. As they were in life, they were found in death, Yassin says, a father trying to shield his son.
Actually, they said they found. My dad was clutching my brother, holding him. And you can even tell from, like with the bodies, my dad was burned much worse. My brother was protected, you could see.
Mabrouk and Malik Eshnouk were buried in the Western Mountains. Yassin says he hopes one day he'll be able to visit their graves. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.